Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jamie and Stoney Show, 97.1 The Ticket. The Detroit Titans are off to a 5-1 start in conference play. Mike Davis is enjoying his first year at the helm of the Titan program, and he joins us now here on 97.1 The Ticket. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
We are fantastic. So let's start with where you are in the conference right now. You went 3-9 non-conference, now 5-1 so far in league play. Obviously, different opponents, different style of play. Have you noticed an improvement in play overall with your team since you started in conference?
Well, we're getting better. We've been getting better the last couple of games of non-conference. I thought we did a pretty good job. Everything we're doing is new, but once we got into conference play, it's kind of working out for us.
And obviously, one of the reasons you guys are playing so well is that guard you have, whose last name happens to be Davis. Antoine, as a freshman, I mean, the stats are incredible. He's got 93 pointers. The freshman record is Steph Curry at 122.
That's
looks
good.
Like he's going to get that. When did you realize, as a dad, that he was going to be something special?
Well, it was a lot of work, tons of work, and he wanted to be a really good shooter, so we did something that nobody else was doing, and that 2,000 or 3,000 shots a day. Like I said, one time we shot 60,000 shots in 12 days. The most we've ever shot in one day was 10,000. And so it seems like it looks easy when he's doing it in the games, I guess, but if people knew what he had to do to achieve that, like get to this level, they wouldn't think it was so, you know, nice. But the work he's put in, the effort he put in is paying off for him. I still don't think he's shot in the basketball. I would think the last four games he's shooting the way that I envisioned him shooting the whole season.
He is second in the country in scoring. I was there last week for the Milwaukee game. And what impressed me the most, first of all, he didn't score like the first 16 minutes of the game, still ended up with 32. He wasn't forcing things. And what I loved about him the most was the way he drove, dished off beautiful feeds for jams and things like that. Usually guys who are known to be shooters are gunners and force stuff. He seems like a very unselfish player, kind of like, I don't know, a coach's son.
Well, you know, I've forced him to take on a role that he's probably not used to playing that way. I want him to be really aggressive offensively because I wanted our better players to shoot the most balls, and that's with Josh McFarley and him and Darren Keane. So those three guys have the green light to shoot the ball almost any time, and I wanted Antoine to be really aggressive because I knew once we got the conference play that we would need him to be playing well for us to have a chance to compete in the conference. But he came up through John Lucas. We're working out with John Lucas 3 or 4 times a day, and Coach Lucas talked about all the passes, the pocket passes, the lob passes, the kick ahead. So he knows how to pass the basketball as well.
We're talking to Mike Davis, the head coach of the Detroit Titans. Titans will take on Oakland U, 2 o'clock on Saturday at Callahan Hall. I want to go back a little bit, if I could, with you, Mike, to the trip out to California. What was that like as a coach, as a team? You guys flew out to play Cal. It was during the Northern California wildfires. The game was canceled. So what was that experience like? In a weird way, was it a good team bonding experience?
Well, it was more like being in a twilight zone, to be honest with you. We walked in the gym the night before to shoot around. There was smoke everywhere. It just didn't seem real. And people had face masks on the whole time we were there. And so we didn't think anything of it, to be honest with you. And then when we had our pregame meal, we got a phone call that said the game may be canceled. And so it was like up 4 hours before we got ready to play, before we knew that we wasn't going to play the game. But then flying back, it was like 4.5 hours out and 4.5 hours back. So it was a really long trip not to be able to play a basketball game.
Now, you play in Oakland, obviously, the Metro Series game. I didn't realize this, but you have a pretty interesting, relationship with Greg Campy, because I was told he was one of the first coaches to offer Antoine a scholarship or go down there and watch him play. He actually had Texas Southern. You guys played at Oakland last year. Can you talk about your relationship with Greg Campy?
Well, it's funny because we played them when I was at Texas Southern in a MTE game. And then last year we scheduled them to play again. And his assistant coach called my assistant coach and asked him, you know, would Antoine have an interest in coming to Oakland? And so I said, for sure, because no one was really recruiting Antoine at all. And so I talked to Antoine about it. And then the assistant coach called me, Tony Jones called me, and they went to see him play in the Peach Jam, and he played well. And we were setting up a visit for him to come, and they was going to go see him again. And Coach Campy got sick, and he had to fly back to Michigan. And so we was planning on him coming up to visit Oakland. And the first day that you can go out, he went to visit Houston on an unofficial and committed the first day out.
So when you got the Detroit job, did Greg call you and say, really? I mean, did that, given your relationship?
Well, you know, Coach Jones called me and he was saying that, you know, hopefully Antoine come plays for you here at Detroit. And I think people was kind of suspicious that I was going to take the Detroit job, because a couple of days before I took the job officially, Antoine got out of his letter from Houston. Uh-huh. So that kind of, it didn't give it away, but it kind of gave it away a little bit, you know.
Now, this is a rivalry. I mean, the Metro Series, you guys play them twice, obviously only about, 10 or 15 miles separate the two campuses.
And Oakland's won 8 out of 10 since they joined the Horizon League.
But, I mean, it was kind of a manufactured series when you joined the same conference, and yet there's a clear bitterness between these two, at least fan bases, clearly not between you and Coach Campy. So have you gotten a sense of that, even though this is going to be your first game in the rivalry?
Well, you know, rivalry games are always important. You should never take them lightly. You should never blow them off. I know how important it is for our fans, for us to win that game. But for me, the most important thing, I've been in a lot of rivals before, but the most important thing for me is to try to get our team to the NCAA tournament. And that's the most important thing for me. But at the same time, I'm not taking this game lightly by no means.
And they have a pretty good three-point shooter themselves. Braden Norris is shooting 58% from three. I know he comes off the bench, but is that going to be one of your focal points in stopping them?
It's unbelievable to see him shoot the ball. You know, he can really, really shoot the basketball. He has to take a lot of shots, but when he takes them, you know, you almost can count that it's going to go in. They are fourth in the country in three-point, you know, percentages. And so what we have to do, we play a zone the whole game, so it's going to be really important that we get the shooters early and quick.
We're talking to Mike Davis, the Detroit basketball coach. I want to go back to what you just said. Your goal is to get this team to the NCAA championship. Stoney and I were looking at the Joe Lunardi special on Monday morning, and there you guys were as a 16 seed, but you were in the NCAA tournament, you know, projected, obviously. But obviously this all comes down to the conference tournament. And I'm just curious, at you as a coach, when you're at Indiana, you could lose a game in January, you could lose a game in April or March, and it might actually affect your NCAA tournament chances. Here, you could lose Saturday, and still, once the conference tournament starts, you're right there. What's it like coaching, knowing that it all comes down to those 2 or 3 days in March?
Well, my philosophy started a long time ago, and I use Antoine as an example. When I started training him and working with him, we had a 5-year plan. And the plan was for him to be the best player, not the best player, but be really good his freshman year in college basketball. And that kind of took my mind to another place. And now at Texas Southern, I was telling our basketball team every year, we want to be the best basketball team that we can be in March. You know, not November, mm-hmm. not December, not January, but in March. Because March is what counts. When you're in a one-bid league, the tournament is the most important thing. So what that does is it helps you to appreciate the process, to focus on the process, and not get distracted by anything that happened in between.
Mike, really appreciate the time. Good luck on Saturday. Good luck the rest of the way, and hopefully we'll be talking to you in March on a trip to the NCAA tournament.
I appreciate you guys having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. Mike Davis, the head coach of the Detroit Titans, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.